The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. Colorless green ideas sleep furiously. That sentence was penned by a young Noam Chomsky as an example of a sentence which is grammatical but meaningless. Colorless green ideas sleep furiously. Problem is, no sooner do we hear something like that than we start to conjure a hue which is colorless green, listless, drab, and unremarkable. Sleeping ideas, they could be anywhere. A furious sleep isn't hard to imagine. Colorless green ideas sleep furiously. Maybe, when the ideas open their eyes, the greens will be colored with fury from the sleep. That's why Plato banned poets from his utopian republic. He envisioned a society in which everybody knows what's what because words are well defined and the allowable sentences can be identified. How can you be grounded in the rational, reason, and the real with poets skulking around, striking random words against each other like rocks, making sparks? I'm thinking about that because I've been carrying around 100 selected poems by E.E. Cummings. No colorless green ideas per se, but you do find leaping greenly spirits of trees and a blue tree dream of sky. Sweet morons gather round, he calls, and words bump into each other all over the place. Silent, certainly mountains. My sweet old etc. Aunt Lucy. Raving city, screamingly street wonderful. I turn the page and he says, my father walked through dooms of love. Another page and he says, whenever men are right, they are not young. On another, freedom is a breakfast food. On the back cover, Marianne Moore says that E.E. Cummings, quote, does not make aesthetic mistakes. Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that if Plato had met Mary Daly, he'd have banned elemental feminist philosophers from his republic as well. Daly's method is to use language as a double-edged tool which at once unweaves the lies of stagnation and restores the elemental feminine. We are immersed in a necrophilic society, she says, surrounded by necrophiles and necrocrats, lovers and dealers of death. We are bored to death, anesthetized with bureaucracy, whose bureaucratic institutions rule the misbegotten state of boredom. Boredom is a clockocracy, a jockocracy, a foolocratic junkocracy, where you get up every morning and listen to the olds, the same old necrological news, patriarchal prattle. Mary Daly would replace misterhood with sisterhood, give the whole staledom of maledom a misterectomy, rout out the strange dead fellows, the Toms, the Dicks, the Harrys, the Butchers, the Bullies, the Hacks, and the Fops. Down with academia, derision for fembots, presbots, popbots, numbots, philosophers, and psychologists. Calling all revolting hags, all cosmic crones in tidal time for contrary ways and counterclock wise, foxy foresight, glamour, and grace. Spinsters, weavers, wickeds, weirds, come out and disclose, disorder, discover the words that will awaken the feminine wild. Nope. Mary Daly would not have made it into Plato's utopian republic. She'd be in exile with E.E. Cummings, who said, humanity, I love you because you are perpetually putting the secret of life in your pants and forgetting it's there and sitting down on it. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.